As the son of a decorated colonel, Roy evolved into quite the gentleman and was soon on his way to fulfilling his destiny as a military man. However, not many years had passed when he realized he'd rather employ natives to extract precious metals than peppering them with imperial bullets. You see, the date was 1920, and the Witt's Water Sand gold rush was in full swing, and if you were European, the sky was the limit. But no man ought to do it alone.